ॐ हरि ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भां व्यासशङ्करमध्यमा विद्वशावहै ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः। The smallest of Panchadashi chapters is the fifth chapter, which is known as Mahavakya Viveka Prakaranam. Only 8 verses are there in this chapter. Let us read from the beginning. Yenekshate shunoti idam जिघ्रति व्याकरोति च स्वाद्विजानाति तत्प्रज्ञानमुदीरितम् चतुर्मुखेन्द्रदेवेषु मनुष्याश्वगवादिषु चैतन्यमेकम् प्रज्ञातः प्रज्ञानम् ब्रह्ममय्यपि परिपूर्णः परात्मास्मिन् देहे विद्याधिकारिणी बुद्धे साक्षितया स्थित्वा स्फुरन्नहमितीर्यते स्वतः पूर्णः परात्मात्र ब्रह्मशब्देन वर्णितः अस्मीत्यैक्यपरामर्शः तेन ब्रह्म भवाम्यहम्। सी दिस् वर्स्। In this fifth chapter, where the Mahavakyas of the important Mahavakyas, the prominent Mahavakyas of four Vedas, four Upanishads belonging to four different Vedas, are taken for analysis, discussion. And here we saw in the very opening verse, Prajnanam Brahma. The Mahavakyam Prajnanam Brahma belonging to the Aitreya Upanishad of Rigveda is taken for discussion. And it is briefly said, what is Prajnanam? Prajnanam, Jnanam itself means knowledge, you know very well. The prajnanam also means knowledge. But here we do not see the knowledge as the vritti jnanam, but knowledge as the source of vritti jnanam. The source of knowledge is implied by the term prajnanam. Prakrishena janati iti prajnanam. Janati iti jnanam. That which knows is knowledge. So here, so the reality is implied by the term jnanam. But here reality is implied with the term prajnanam. So prajna or prajnanam mean the same. So prakarshena janati means without requiring any instrument of knowledge, that which knows by its mere presence, as its by its mere very nature. That without requiring any means of knowledge, that which knows by its very nature, that which is of the nature of knowing is prajnanam. If the knowledge has to take place in the mind, then mind is dependent on the sense organs. So knowledge of the external object has to take place means sense organs are required. Otherwise, my effort is required to know something else, is to know the existence of something. The effort is required. Means of knowledge is required. Whereas to know the existence of the truth, no effort is required because always it's self-evident. Again, no instrument of knowledge is required for the reality to know. Because it is of the nature of knowing. That's why prakarshena janati iti prajnanam. So that pure knowledge, the source of all knowledge, always meant by the term consciousness, the reality which is of the nature of consciousness, is that because of which, because of the presence of which alone, the sense powers function as sense powers. Eyes see, ears hear, nose smells. Even the discerning is possible. The tongue differentiates the taste. So mind functions. And so the entire sukshma shariram functions because of the presence of which. Not only the functions, even the entire sukshma shariram enjoys the status of being existent and becomes sentient and conscious and is capable of functioning because of the presence of which, that is not distant from any of these subtle aspects, but distinct but from all of them, that is abstract, formless truth, which is of the nature of knowing, implied by the term consciousness, prajnanam. And we saw in the very first verse. The second verse we saw, that prajnanam brahma, prajnanam, obtaining as the innermost essence of the individual, is the truth of the whole cosmos, implied by the term brahma. So second verse actually connects the, that prajnanam, consciousness is Brahma. That Brahman, what is Brahma again? The reality which is of the nature of limitlessness. Which is limitlessly being limitlessness, which is the truth of everything, therefore which is free from all limitations, is implied by the term Brahma. And that reality implied by the term Brahma is nothing but this consciousness obtaining as the truth of the individual. Second verse actually connects the, reveals the Aikyam, that is Jiva Brahma Swarupa Aikyam. You saw that also, Chaturmukha Indra Deveshu Manushya Ashwa Gavadishu Chaitanya Mekam Brahmataha Prajnanam Brahma Mayyapi. So that the only consciousness, the only reality obtaining in all the jivas, obtaining as the innermost essence of all the jivas, right from the most exalted jiva, that is Brahma, and all other devas, all human beings, all living beings, all animals, etc., all of them, that Jiva Swarupam of all the beings of all levels is one and the same, which is only consciousness, implied the term Brahma, which alone is there in me also as my own Swarupam. Brahma Mayyapi. We saw that. Now the third verse. Paripurna Paratmasmin Dehe Vidyadhikarini Buddhe Sakshitaya Sthitva Spuranahamitiryate Swatav Purna Parat Matra Brahma Shabdena Varnitaha Asmi Taikya Paramarshaha Tena Brahma Bhavamyaham. So the Mahavakyam of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Aham Brahma Asmi, is discussed in these two verses, third and fourth. There's this another way of unfolding this, which I'll do after completing all the verses. Okay. Now, fifth verse. Fifth chapter, fifth verse. Ekame vadvitiyam san nama rupa vivarjitam. Ekame vadvitiyam san nama rupa vivarjitam. Srishte pura adhuna pyasya tadruktvam taditiryate. Ekameva dvitiyam sannama rupa vivarjitam. Srishte pura adhuna pyasya tadruktvam taditiryate. So, ekam eva advitiyam san nama rupa vivarjitam srishtehe pura adhuna api asya tadruktvam tad iti iryate. So, here the Chandogya Upanishad belonging to Samaveda has a unique Mahavakyam, the most well-known Mahavakyam, Tattvamasi. Tattvamasi is discussed in this and the following two verses. The Tattvamasi means what is Tad? The word third person singular pronoun tad, we know very well, it stands for Ishvara, the truth of the whole jagat. Then tvam stands for an individual. But even though tad stands for Ishvara, tvam stands for the jiva, or vyashtihi, tvam stands for vyashti jivaha, tad stands for samashti Ishvaraha. See, vyashti samashti bhedaha, the difference in terms of vyashti and samashti, individual and total, definitely is there from the standpoint of the upadhis. But what is implied by this tad and tvam is one and the same. The standpoint of the swarupam of the vyashti, the standpoint of the swarupam of the samashti, the truth without which samashti is not possible or vyashti is not possible, from the standpoint of the truth, there is non-difference. That non-difference between the vyashti and samashti, individual and total, is revealed by this Mahavakyam. Of course, all the Mahavakyams reveal the same, but how it is revealed is different here. That's all. So he says, tad iti iryate. It is. So, tad iryate means is said to be, is known as, is meant by. So, what is meant by the word tad? Tad iti iryate. Adu endru sollapadugirathu, kurikkapadugirathu. What is that which is meant by the word tad? He says, tadruktvam tad itiryate. It is meant by the word tad. What is that? He says, ekameva san, remaining as one. One means what? As secondless, advitiyam. Ekam san means remaining as one, being one, remaining as one. Ekam eva san means remaining as the only secondless truth. And that remaining as the only secondless truth means what? Without nama rupa. Nama rupa vivarjitam ekameva advitiyam sat. San is nothing but Sat. Sat means the pure existence. The reality obtaining in the form of pure existence, Sat. That Sat is what? Existence is one. Existence is the word implying the reality. So existed, the reality is implied by the term Sat in terms of its nature of existence. Because reality exists. If you ask why does it exist? Because being existent is its nature. Why does the reality exist? Being existent is its nature. Being is its nature. Therefore, reality is implied by its nature of being existent, existence, the Sat. And this reality, obtaining in the form of pure existence, is one only reality, and it is a secondless. Ekam Advitiyam Sat. And this pure existence, what is a pure existence? Pure existence, the only secondless reality existed, is there. How? Nama Rupa Vivarjitam, without any form and name. If you say existence minus Nama Rupa is reality, existence from with plus Nama Rupa is the universe. So you can say the whole cosmos can be said to be existence plus form and name. And the form is mithya. Therefore the name denoting the form also is mithya. The function, I can add one more word, the function associated with the form and name is also mithya. Because form, name and function, nama, rupa, karma, these three, actually jagat is nothing but nama, rupa, karma. Mithya. The satyam, the reality which is of the nature of existence alone is satyam. The reality which is of the nature of existence alone is satyam. The existence is of the nature of formlessness. Existence has no form. Therefore here any, the whole jagat can be said to be what? Jagat is means jagat enjoys existence. The universe is means universe enjoys existence. So the existence enjoyed by the universe is the reality. Existence belongs to the reality. Existence is the very nature of reality. Belongs to the reality, which is Brahma. Universe does not have independent existence of its own. It's like saying, when you say ocean is, means ocean enjoys existence. Please listen to me carefully. Ocean is, samudraha asti, means ocean enjoys existence. You cannot say something is if it doesn't exist. Ocean is means ocean exists. Ocean exists means ocean enjoys existence. And ocean is means there must be what? Water is. Water is. Ocean is means water is. Why? Because the existence, actually, water alone lends existence to the ocean. Ocean is a form, name, associated with the given purpose. The form, name and function called ocean is a mithya. It does not have independent existence of its own. Without the form, name and function ocean, still water can be water by itself without having the form, name and function called ocean. Therefore, with reference to ocean, we say the namarupa karma ocean is mithya, the water is satyam. So existence of the ocean is actually existence of the water is existence of the ocean. Similarly, existence of the reality is existence of the jagat. Jagat has no independent existence. So reality can be without having the jagat, without jagat being there. But jagat cannot be without the reality. Exactly like ocean cannot be without the water, but water can be without being the ocean. Therefore, here exactly that sat, that's why sat is taken here, the sat vastu, the pure existence which does not have form and name and function of its own, which is free from form, name and function, which is the only secondless reality. Ekameva advitiyam sat namarupa vivarjitam. How was it? Srishtehe pura asit. Before the universe became manifest also, before the universe became manifest, before the creation of the universe also, there was sat. Reality was in the form of pure existence without any association with any form, name and function. And it was only secondless, non-dual reality obtaining a pure existence without any form, name and function was there before the creation of the universe, before the manifestation of the universe. Adhuna api. Adhuna means now. Even after the creation also, adhuna api asya tadruktvam. Even after the manifestation of the universe also, after the universe has come into existence also, that the reality continues to be the same. Tadruktvam means enjoying the sameness. Enjoying the similarity, the reality continues to be there, even api asya. Asya tadruktvam. Tadruktvam means the nature of the reality continues to be there even now after the creation. Srishtehe pura adhuna api asya tadruktvam. Continues to be there, and that pure existence is implied by the term tad. Reality is implied by the term tad, which is swarupam, the samashti swarupam, Ishwara swarupam, paramatma swarupam, tad idiriyate. So even though the word tad literally means Ishwaraha. Ishwara means what? Existence plus Namarupam Jagat. Namarupa Karmakyam Jagat is Ishwara. Samashti Rupam. The whole Jagat is existence plus Namarupa Karma is equal to Ishwaraha. Samashtihi. The total universe. And if you cognitively, if you remove the form, name and function called universe, the pure existence is what? Brahma. Ishwara Swarupam. That was there even before the creation of the universe. Even the universe became manifest, same reality was. And the same reality continues to be there with the form, name and function without undergoing any change. Okay? And that Sat alone is there as the Swarupam of the Vyashti. But in what form does Sat obtain? That we need to see the next verse. Shrotur Dehendriyatitam. Shrotur Dehendriyatitam. Vastvat Ratvam Paderitam. In fact, Swamiji used to say, if anybody feels tired of listening to the repetition, they are not ready for contemplation. Well, I've understood everything. Now I feel bored. Why repeat? Why repetition? Actually, why repetition? Because nothing else is said to be said. If this vision is ascertained, it has given you the perspective change. If it has helped you to be objective, then you are free. What else you want? I've understood everything very clearly. I can explain everything myself, but I'm still not objective. Still I have problems. Means you, in the same 8 verses, you have to repeat 108 times. Okay. Shrotur Dehendriyatitam. Rohurdehendriyatitam. Shroturdehendriyatitam vastvatratvam paderitam ekata grahyate siti tadaikyam anubhoyatam. Shroturdehendriyatitam vastvatratvam paderitam ekata grahyate siti tadaikyam anubhoyatam. Shri Tvampada Iritam. First we saw Tad Iti Iriyate. What is that which is implied by the term Tad? What is that which is implied by the term Tad is pure Sat, which was there before the creation, which alone was there secondlessly, without any form and name, and which alone continues to be there even now after the manifestation of the universe. Now here it is said, Tvam Pada Iritam. Iriyate is the present passive voice. Iritam, past passive voice. That's all meaning. Tvam Pada Iritam. What is that? It's a past passive participle. Iritam. Iriyate, that which is implied, said to be. Iritam, said. What is that which is implied? Iritam. What is it which is implied by the word Tvam? Tvam padena kim iritam. Tat padena kim iriyate. Tumpadena kim iritam. What is that which is implied by the term Tvam? Tatpadena kim iriyate, sat iriyate. And what is that sat? Nama rupa varjitam ekam ekameva advitiyam srishtehe purayat asit aduna api asya tadruktvam asti tat sad sat is implied by the term tad. But tvam padena kim iritam, what is that which is implied by the term or the word tvam? He says, shrotuhu deha indriya atitam vastu atra Tvampada Iritam. That which is implied by the term Tvam is, Tvam means here, as the Swarupam of the individual. Tvampada Iritam. That which is implied by the term, the second person singular pronoun Tvam, here, as the truth of the individual is, Vastu. Vastu means what? The reality. The essential nature, vastu, atra, vastvatra. Hope you remember the gunasandhi and all that. Vastu, tvampadena iritam. The reality is implied by the term tvam. What is that vastu? What is vastu? That vastu, not the physical body. The vastu implied by the tvampadam is not the physical body, not even the mind, not even the sense organs. What is that? It is said, deha indriya atitam. Shrotuhu deha indriya atitam. Shrota means the listener. The one who is listening to the unfoldment of the teaching is the shrota. Shrota means hearer, one who is hearing, one who is listening to the unfoldment of the teaching. The Sishyaha is a Shrota here. Guru is a Vakta, Sishyaha is a Shrota. The Shrota is a Rikaranta Pullinga Shabdaha, Shrotra Shabdaha. So Shrotuhu is a possessive form of Shrota. Possessive case form of Shrota is what? Shrotuhu. Nominative is Shrota. Moolapadam is what? Shrotru. Shrotru Shabda, like Kartru, Bhoktru, Shrotru, hearer. And Shrota, nominative form, Shrotuhu, possessive form. Shrotuhu, Deha, Indriya, Atitam. Vastu, the reality here, implied by the term Tvam, is something distinct from the physical body. Atita means distinct. You know, the word atitam literally means beyond. You should take it as what? Obtaining beyond the body means what? That which is distinct. Atitam, Swamiji never liked the expression beyond, okay? Always he preferred the term distinct. But still I'm telling. So atitam, that is distinct from Deha Indriya. The word Indriya stands for all the subtle aspects. Karmendriyani, Jnanendriyani, Pancha Pranaha, Antahkaranam, Manaha, Buddhi, Chittam, Ahankaraha. The entire Sukshma Shariram is meant by one word Indriya. And Deha stands for what? You can say Sthula Deha. Or you can say sthula sukshma karna dehaha, also you can say. So shrotuhu deha indriya atitam vastu. The reality, the abstract reality, subtlest reality, the essential nature of the individual, which is distinct from the body, mind, sense complex of the individual student who is listening to the unfoldment of the teaching. Shrotuhu deva deha indriya atitam vastu, that is what implied by the term tvam, which means what is that vastu? Deha atitam vastu, indriya atitam vastu, deha indriya atitam vastu kim? If you remove all the objects of knowledge, remove the deha, remove the sukshma deha, stula deha, karna deha, if you remove all subtle aspects, remove every emotion, remove the ahankara also. Even swasya jnanam, remove all the, even the I sense also, then what cannot be negated, abadhitam is satyam vastu. What cannot be negated as an object of knowledge is what? The knower. The experiencer, knower, cannot be negated as an object of knowledge. Body can be negated as an object of knowledge. Badhitam. Then mind, so sense organs can be negated. Panas can be negated. So all the aspects which constitute the individual can be negated as objects of knowledge. What cannot be negated is what? Satyam. What can be? Abadhitam is satyam. And it can never be Trikala Abhaditam, it can never be negated as the object of knowledge. What is it which cannot be negated as an object of knowledge is the subject of knowledge, knower. And if you see, after cognitively distinguishing the knower from the known, you will see the knower has no form. The knower, there's no knower sitting with any form. Knower is only a qualification attributed to the very vastu. And what is that vastu? That vastu is of the nature of knowing. Vastu is of the nature of knowing. That is why it's capable of getting this qualification, knower status. And therefore, pure knowledge is pure consciousness. The pure consciousness, which is not negatable as an object of knowledge, up to the swarup of the very knower, which is distinct from the body mind complex of the individual who is there as the listener of the unfoldment of the shastram. What that vastu is implied by the term tvam. See, what is the implied meaning of tvam? Lakshyartha alone is implemented in these verses. Why? Because Vachyartha we did not see. With the standpoint of the Vachyartha, literal meaning of the word Tvam and Tad, of course the difference is obvious. There's Jiva Ishvara Veda, Jiva Brahma Veda, Vyashti Samashti Veda is definitely there. So we don't need, the effort need not be to understand how the Jiva is different from Ishvara. Not necessary. So therefore, to understand the non-difference, we need to see what is implied. What kim iriyate, kim iritam. Tvatpadena kim iriyate, tatpadena kim iritam. We have to understand. So that is what is said here. How can we say Jiva Ishvara Swarupa Aikyam? Samashti Vyashti Swarupa Aikyam has to be understood through the Mahavakyam. Here it is said, Tatpadena kimiryate ekameva advitiyam sat namarupa vivarjitam sat. Pure form, name, pure existence devoid of form, name and function. The only secondless reality which alone was there before the creation, which continues to be there without undergoing change with the form, name and function of the universe is implied by the term tad. Now what is implied by the term tvam? That is said the vastu. And what is it vastu? The vastu obtaining as the innermost essence of every individual, which is distinct from the deha indriya atitam vastu. Deha indriya atitam vastu obtaining in every individual is pure knowledge, pure consciousness. In every individual, of course, if you say in every wave, what is that distinct from the form and function? Wave is water. Like in every individual, what is that which is distinct from the body, mind, and complex is pure knowledge. That pure knowledge, pure consciousness, which is of the nature of knowing, which is the swarupa of the knower, which is distinct from, which cannot be negated in three periods of time, as the object of knowledge is the vastu reality implied by the term tvam. It is very common terms to say this. It is said, shrotuhu deha indriya atitam vastu atra tvam pada iritam. You see, from the standpoint of what is implied by the term tvam, the vastu, and from the standpoint of what is implied by the term tad, sat, the sat which is implied by the term tad, if you see that sat implied by the term tad and tvam, the vastu implied by the term tvam is one and the same. Sat and chit are one and the same. The vastu implied by the second person singular pronoun tvam is what? Chit. Pure consciousness. How do you know what is that which is available when you distinguish the objects of knowledge which constitute the individual? When you see what is that which is beyond, distinct from the body, mind, complex in an every individual and a part of every individual, you cannot help missing, you cannot avoid the pure awareness, pure consciousness. And that pure consciousness is the pure existence. Okay. Now he's next line only says, the first line says, what is the swarupam of the individual? Second line says, yekata grahyate asi iti. The word asi in Mahavakyam, tat and tvam, the word asi, asi iti, ekata grahyate. The oneness, ekata means oneness of existence and consciousness. The oneness of the existence implied by the pure existence implied by the term tad. And the chid implied by the term tvam is understood through the word asi. The word asi, grahyate means is understood. What is understood? Ekata is understood. Oneness is understood. Ekata grahyate. Oneness of chit and sit. Chit. Nitvampada vastu. Tvampada iritam vastu chit. And tatpada iritam vastu sat. Being one and the same. The oneness of chat and chit is understood through the expression asi. Tad aikyam anubhuyatam. So, tad aikyam anubhuyatam means may that oneness be recognized. Oneness of sat and chit. Oneness of sat and chit be recognized, understood. This is the literal meaning of the verse. Now, don't take it as experience. You cannot experience it, okay? Anubhuyatam should not be taken as an experienced. May the oneness of sat and chit, chit being sat, sat being chit, existence and consciousness being one and the same reality be recognized, understood. See, when you say the Jagad Asti, it means Jagad Asti, you can say Kalaha Asti or Akashaha Asti, time is, space is, and all other elements, every element is, elementals are, when you say that is and are, these two words actually implies existence. So exist, everything enjoys existence. And the world does not have existence of its own means, because existence presupposes knowledge. The world does not have the capacity to reveal its existence by itself. The world has to become the known in order to have the status of being existent. The world has to become the known to have the status of being existent, and there must be manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, first, the existence presupposes knowledge. If there is no knowledge of a given object, that object which is outside is as good as non-existent. So, existence presupposes knowledge. And the knowledge presupposes source of knowledge. Therefore, existence, there's no such thing called existence at all of anything outside of pure knowledge, the source of knowledge, the pure consciousness. Got the point? There's no such a thing, existence, there's no existence at all outside of knowledge. In fact, if we take the pure existence, is a thing but pure knowledge. Existence can never be recognized. Pure existence can never be experienced. The pure existence is always available for recognition only as the pure knowledge, as pure consciousness, as one's own Swarupa. But when you experience the world, you can always experience the existence with Namarupa, Nama of the Jagat. That's why it is said, they are not two. This is very, very, very subtle teaching. Hope you see that. Sat and Chit are one and the same. There is no such thing called existence of the universe without the knowledge of the universe. There must be knowledge of the universe, knowledge of the existence of the universe. Only then there is existence of the universe. But existence always presupposes knowledge. Therefore, existence is knowledge. Knowledge alone is in the form of existence. Existence is knowledge, and knowledge alone is in the form of non-existence of everything. Therefore, Aikyam Anubhuyata means what? May the oneness of Sat and Chit be recognized, understood. Okay, we'll go to next verse.
Swaprakashaparokshatvam ayamityuktitomatam. Swaprakashaparokshatvam ayamityuktitomatam. Ahankaradi dehantat pratyagatmeti giyate. Swaprakashaparokshatvam ayamityuktitomatam. Ahankaradi dehantat pratyagatmeti giyate.
The Atharva Veda also consists of many Upanishads of the Mandukya Upanishad. A small, tiny Upanishad consisting of only 12 verses, 12 mantras belonging to Atharva Veda has this famous, well-known Mahavakyam, I am Atma Brahma. I am Atma Brahma. And this, that I am Atma Brahma, that Mahavakyam is discussed in these two verses here, 7th and the 8th. So here, Atma is actually Vyashti Swarupam. Atma is a word revealing, implying the Vyashti Swarupam, the essential nature, the truth, the innermost essence of the individual, every individual being is implied by the term Atma. Why? Because that reality obtaining as the innermost essence of every individual is actually of the nature of all pervasiveness. I'm putting the sentence, the reality, the absolute reality obtaining as the innermost essence of every individual is of the nature of all pervasiveness, which means reality doesn't exist only in an individual, that is of the nature of all pervasiveness, therefore it obtains in every individual also as the essential nature, as the innermost essence. Therefore the Trivastu is implied by the term Atma. So the word Atma in I am Atma Brahma Mahavakyam, in this Mahavakyam I am Atma Brahma, the word Atma implies, Atma implies the Jiva Swarupam, essential nature of the individual. And here the pronoun I am, not English I am, Sanskrit I am. Okay. I am is a third person singular pronoun I am, Eshaha. Another problem, isn't it? I am Atma. English also can correct. I am Atma is a correct. That's also correct. But here I am is a third person singular pronoun. I am Atma means this Atma. This Atma means, why this Atma? Because the nearest self. What is nearer to yourself? You are the nearest to yourself. Nothing can be nearer to you. You are the nearest to yourself. Therefore, I am Atma. In fact, what is implied by the first person singular pronoun I is actually said to be this nearest self obtaining as the truth of I is what essential nature of individual, which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, therefore implied by the term Atma. I am Atma means this nearest self. The nearest self, the truth of I am Atma, Brahma. The truth, the nearest self, essential nature, up to innermost of an individual, implied by the term Atma, is actually the truth of the whole cosmos, implied by the term Brahma. Which means this Atma and Brahma are not two different things. The reality is one. Only reality is implied by the term Brahma. The same reality is implied by the term Atma. And reality obtaining as the real truth of the individual, reality obtaining the truth of the whole is one and the same. I am Atma Brahma. So here, Swaprakasha Aparokshatvam. Swaprakasha Aparokshatvam Ayam Iti Yuktitaha Matam. Now he said Matam. Matam also means what? Matam means literally meant. Manyate considers. Matam considered. Matam also means meant. Manyate. So matam means a participle. Yuktitaha matam. Ayam iti matam. What is ayam iti matam? What is that which is meant by the word I am? This. What is that which is implied by the third person singular pronoun I am? Which means this. What is it which is implied by the third person singular pronoun this? In this Mahavakyam. The word this, you know what it means. But in this Mahavakyam, the word this is here. I am is here. What is meant by the word this in this Mahavakyam? What is meant by this word I am in this Mahavakyam? I am iti kim matam yuktitaha aparokshatvam swaprakasha aparokshatvam matam swaprakasha aparokshatvam matam. See, the vyaktiswarupam, vyashtiswarupam, the essential nature of individual, the reality obtaining as the innermost essence of an individual, and which is of the nature of self-effulgence. Swaprakasha. And aparokshatvam. Aparok, very, very important. The reality has the status of being the aparokshaha. The reality which is of the nature of self-effulgence. Self-effulgence means what? Which is of the nature of knowing. Which is of the nature of being conscious. The reality which is of the nature of consciousness, self-effulgence, awareness, pure knowledge. So if whenever you come across the word effulgence, please understand it means only the knowledge. Swaprakasha, which means the reality is not dependent on the mind, thoughts, sense organs, or the body, or the external world, or anything in the world for its existence and to reveal its swarupam. The whole world is dependent on the reality to become known, to come to light. But reality is not dependent on the world to come to light. Therefore, it is of the nature of self-effulgence, which means it is of the nature of knowledge. Because reality is of the nature of self, pure knowledge, pure consciousness, it is not dependent on anything else to come to light. It is self-effulgence. Whereas the whole world, everything else other than the reality including mind, body, imagines, comprises the entire cosmos, is dependent on reality, obtaining in the form of pure consciousness to come to light. That's why we say Swayam Bhati, Atma Swayam Bhati, Jagata Anubhati. So Swaprakasha is the meaning of the word Swaprakasha. Swaprakasha Atma. Okay, then Aparokshatvam, the reality which is of the nature of self-effulgence, self-luminous, self, the pure knowledge, has the status of being the Aparokshaha. What is Aparokshaha? Aparokshatvam means has that which has the status of being the aparoksha is implied by the, meant by the pronoun this, the nearest self. So aparokshaha means what? See, you have to remember these two words, paroksha jnanam, pratyaksha jnanam. When you say pratyaksha jnanam, direct knowledge. Paroksha jnanam means indirect knowledge. So object, any object of knowledge can be available for indirect knowledge, an object of indirect knowledge or direct knowledge. Object alone can be an object of indirect or direct knowledge. Any object alone can be an object of indirect or direct knowledge. Subject can never become the object of knowledge at all. The known alone can be an object of the available for knowledge as an object of direct knowledge or indirect knowledge. But the knower can never become the object of direct or indirect knowledge. So pratyaksha jnanam, direct knowledge. Paroksha jnanam, indirect knowledge. What about Atma? Atma is neither an object of direct knowledge nor is it the object of indirect knowledge. Atma is ever the swarupam of the knower, the subject of knowledge. Atma being not an object of direct knowledge or indirect knowledge, Atma is the very swarupam of the knower, therefore Atma is aparokshaha. Aparokshaha means must be very, very clear. So the reality, the vastu, the inexplicably subtlest vastu, the reality, which is of the nature of self-effulgence, which is of the nature of pure knowledge, which enjoys this, which has the status of being the aparokshaha, is implied by the term I am. What is it which is meant by the term I am? I am can mean, when you say I am, this person means, this can mean body, imagination, complex. No, you negate all the deha, indriya, everything. Because what is body? Body is object of direct knowledge. Isn't it? Your own body, mind, sense, compass, all object of direct knowledge. Whereas Atma is what? Atma is not an object of knowledge. And what Atma? Atma is the swarupam of the subject. Aparokshaha. Atma obtaining as the swarupam of the knower is aparokshaha. And that Atma, what is that? This is the pure knowledge which is always there as aparokshataya is implied with the term I am. The first line reveals the Jiva Swarupam only. Then second line, Ahankaradi Dehantat Pratyagatma iti Giyate. It is this reality, reality obtaining as the innermost essence of an individual, which is of the nature of self-effulgence, pure knowledge, which is also, which has the status of a parokshaha, which is implied by the term I am, this, the pronoun this, is what is also said to be pratyagatma. The same jiva swarupam is also said to be meant by the term giyate. Kimiti giyate? Pratyagatma iti giyate. Pratyagatma. Pratyagatma means the reality obtaining as the swarupam of the knower I. Is pratyagatma. The another word is pratyagatma. You say pratyagvastu. Pratyagatma. Iti giyate. Ani pratyagatma. What is it? Ahankara adi deha antat. Beautiful. Deha anta. Physical body is the last. Right from ahankara. Take ahankara as what? The knowledge of the self-existence obtaining in the thought in terms of I am. Ahankara. Then ahankara, chittam, buddhihi, manaha, then indriyani, pranaha, dehaha. Okay? We can include ahankara adi deha antat. First we saw dehendriya atitam. And here we say ahankara adi deha antat. Ahankara, you can say now, chittam, manaha, manaha, buddhihi, chittam, ahankaraha, pancha karmendriyani, pancha jnanendriyani, pancha pranaha, then deha anta. Finished. Antat. Ahankaradi dehantat. Pratyagatma iti giyate. So the reality obtaining as the innermost essence of every individual from the ahankara to body. If ahankara is negated, the knowledge of the existence of the self obtaining in a thought in terms of I am is negated as anatma. Ahankara is negated, chittam is negated, manaha is negated, buddhi is negated, pranas are negated, indriyani are negated, body is negated. What is there now? What is that there? The reality pervading body, mind, sense complex, obtaining as the innermost essence of everything, being distinct from all of them, that reality, which is of the term self-effulgence, which is the aparoksha sarupam, sarupaha, which is there as the sarupam of the knower, that reality is implied by the pronoun this I am. Ahankara adi deha antat pratyagatma iti giyate. Okay. Jiva swarupam being consciousness is mentioned already. Now what is Brahma? Why Brahma swarupam? What is Brahma? Atma is Brahma means what is that Brahma? Next that is said next verse. Drishyamanasya sarvasya jagatastattva miryate. Drishyamanasya sarvasya jagatastattva miryate. Brahma shabdena tad brahma svaprakashatma rupakam. Drishyamanasya sarvasya
ஜகதஸ்தத்வமீர்யதே. பிரம்ம சப்தேன தத் பிரம்ம ஸ்வப்ரகாஷாத்ம ரூபகம்.
பிரம்ம சப்தேன ஈர்யதே, தட் இஸ் இம்ப்ளைட் பை தி எக்ஸ்பிரஷன் பிரம்ம. பிரம்மன் என்ற சொல்லால் அது குறிக்கப்படுகிறது. பிரம்ம சப்தேன ஈர்யதே, தட் இஸ் இம்ப்ளைட் பை த டேர்ம் பிரம்ம. பிரம்ம சப்தேன ஈர்யதே. வாட் இஸ் தட் விச் இஸ் இம்ப்ளைட் வித் த டேர்ம் பிரம்ம? பிரம்ம சப்தேன கிம் ஈர்யதே, கிம் ஈர்யதே பிரம்ம சப்தேன? தத்துவம், தத்துவம் பிரம்ம சப்தேன ஈர்யதே. பிரம்ம சப்தேன தத்துவம் ஈர்யதே. The truth is implied by the term Brahma. Tattvam means what? The truth, the reality. What is Tattvam? I had explained here. We only know Tattvam means truth. But why the truth is implied by the term Tattvam? I want to explain here. Tasya bhavaha Tattvam. Tasya பாவா தத்துவம். தஸ்ய பாவா தத்துவம். The truth is that, the truth is the existence of anything implied, anything meant by the pronoun tad. தஸ்ய பாவா தத்துவம், அதனுடைய இருப்பு is meipur. Tasya bhavaha means existence. Tasya bhavaha, existence of that is the truth. Existence of that is the truth. So tattvam means the truth. For example, if you say tarangaha, if you say wave, what is the existence of the wave? Tasya bhavaha, water. So bhavaha, existence. So that which obtains, that which is there as the existence of anything is the truth. One more explanation is there. Any object can be indicated by the pronoun tad. That, 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 that. Every object and any object can be indicated by the pronoun tad. And the existence of every object, any object, indicated by the pronoun tad is what? The truth. Tasya bhavaha tattvam. Okay. Now, tattvam means the truth. Tattvam brahma shabdena iryate. It is brahma shabdena, reality. The truth is implied by the term brahma. The truth of what? Truth of what? The reality of what? Jagatas tattvam. Jagat tattvam. Jagatas tattvam brahma shabdena iryate. The truth of the entire jagat. So that which comes and goes is jagat. Jayate gacchati iti jagat. Anything and everything which comes and goes is jagat. Time comes and goes, space comes and goes, all the forms, names and functions, elements and elementals, actions and experiences, the past of opposites, Everything comes and goes. Therefore, Jagat means what? You have to understand, anything and everything which comes and goes is Jagat. Therefore, except then what is not Jagat then? That which does not come and go is non-Jagat, non-material. Okay, that is only abstract, formless, subtlest reality which is of the nature of knowing. Pure knowledge, pure consciousness alone is what? Tattva. Jagat is what? Which comes and goes. The reality is that which is the substratum in which Jagat comes and goes. Jagat comes and goes. Anything which comes and goes is Jagat, okay? Anything which comes and goes is Jagat. Therefore, you have to include time, space, elements, elementals, actions, results of actions, paths of opposites, law, everything should be included in the Jagat only. Therefore we say, Jagataha Tattvam, the truth of the universe, which means you have to negate what there, the form, name and function, that Sarupam of the Jagat, that without which, presence of which, the universe cannot exist at all. That because of the presence of which alone universe enjoys existence. That is the truth of the Jagat. What truth of the Jagat? The truth of the ocean is water. So similarly, truth of the universe is what? Reality here. The truth of the universe is that without which the universe cannot exist at all. That because of the presence of which alone the universe enjoys existence. That in which the universe comes and goes is what? The truth of the universe. Jagataha Tattvam. The truth of the universe in which the universe comes and goes, because of the presence of which alone universe exists, the truth is implied by the term Brahma. Jagataha Tattvam Brahma Shabdena Iryate. Brahma Shabdena Kimiryate. Brahma Shabdena Jagataha Tattvam Iryate. Now, next verse says, Kasya Jagataha Sarvasya Jagataha. Of the truth of the entire cosmos is implied by the term Brahma. Again, the truth of the entire universe means what? Drishyamanasya sarvasya. Drishyamanam sarvam jagat. Drishyamanasya sarvasya jagataha. The truth of the entire universe, entire objective perceptible universe. The truth, the absolute reality, the ultimate truth of this entire perceptible, objectifiable, objective universe is implied by the term Brahma. Drishyamanasya sarvasya jagataha tattvam Brahma shabdena iryate. Clean sentence. No ambiguity here. Okay. What is that Brahma? What is that tattvam? Drishyamanasya sarvasya jagataha Brahma shabdena iryamana tattvam kim? What is that tattvam? What is it, Brahma? Tat Brahma Saprakashatma Rupakam. That Brahman, that reality implied by the term Brahma, the reality of the whole cosmos, the entire objective universe, if you imply the term Brahman, is of the nature of self-effulgence. Saprakashatmakam. Saprakashatma Rupakam. The reality, in what form does the reality obtain? Reality of the entire objective universe implied by the term Brahman obtains in which form? obtains in the form of pure knowledge. Suprakashatma Rupakam, obtaining in the form of that which is of the nature of knowing. So reality of the whole universe is in the form of, obtaining in the form of that which is of the nature of knowing, which means which is of the nature of knowledge. So what is Brahma Swarupam? Swaprakashatma Rupakam. Swaprakashatma means it is of the nature of self-effulgence, knowledge. Rupakam, that is the consciousness, is the form of Brahman. In what form does Brahman obtain? Brahman obtains in the form of pure knowledge, formless reality. Brahman obtains in the form of formless consciousness. What is implied with the term Brahman is pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Therefore, Brahma, we say, Swaprakashatma Rupakam Brahma. Now, therefore, what happens now? We already understood here. We have to see the oneness now. Swaprakasha aparokshatvam ayamityuktitaha matam. So, in every individual human being, pervading all the objectifiable aspects, ahankara to the body, pervading everything, that which is there distinctly in the form of pure knowledge, as the very swarupam of the subject, is the reality, and that Brahman, the truth of the whole universe, entire objective universe, implied the term Brahman, is also of the nature of pure consciousness. Therefore, the truth of the whole cosmos, implied by the term Brahma, which is of the nature of pure consciousness, is none other than the Atma, this Atma, the reality obtaining as the innermost essence of every individual, as the nearest self, as the truth of I. See, what is nearest to the wave is water. See, what is nearest to the I is consciousness. Because I sense cannot be separated from consciousness. Wave form cannot be separated from water. Similarly, when you say I am, it's already manifestation of knowledge. And how can you separate the source of manifestation from the manifestation? Therefore, what is nearest to the self is what? The nearest self, nearest to the I, is consciousness. That's why the pure knowledge, the reality obtaining as the innermost essence, the nearest self, implied by the term I am, this nearest self, is a thing but the reality is the truth of the entire cosmos, implied by the term Brahma. Okay, I am Atma Brahma. Already Jiva Swarupam, Jagat Swarupam, Arishwara Swarupam, being one and the same, is established here. They are not true. No, not two. I am Atma Brahma. If you see the every individual, you arrive at the Swarupam of the knower, obtaining as the aparoksha Swarupam, aparokshaha, then that is the pure knowledge, which is implied with the term Brahma, which is the only truth of the entire objective universe. They are not two. The truth is not two. Truth is one. Secondless, non-dual. Ekam, advitiyam, advayam. Not only that, we have to see all bheda rahitam. சஜாத்திய ஸ்வகத சஜாத்திய விஜாத்திய பேத ரஹிதம் இஸ் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் ஆல் டிஃபரன்சஸ். The pure knowledge, pure consciousness has no difference. Is being one, Swagata Bheda is not there. Vijatiya Bheda is not possible. Sajatiya Bheda is not possible. Any Bheda is possible only if there is more than one. Only if it has partful. If it is partful. Brahman, the reality implied by the term Brahman or Atma is one. Therefore, there is no Sajatiya Bheda. It is secondless, therefore there is no Vijatiya Bheda. It is partless, therefore no Swagata Bheda. I repeat it. Reality implied by the term Atma or Brahman is one, therefore there is no Vijatiya Bheda, Sajatiya Bheda. It is secondless, therefore there is no Vijatiya Bheda. It is partless, indivisible, undivided, therefore there is no Swagata Bheda. It is free from all differences. And therefore, this reality doesn't come and go because it is there. Reality, by its very nature of being, the nature of its existence, always there, by its nature of knowing, knowing the presence and absence of time, space and the world of forms, names and functions which exist within the realm of time and space. That is why this reality is what now? It is no time limitation. It is no spatial limitation. It has no object limitation. It is distinct from time, space and object. All the objects, subtle and gross, perceptible and imperceptible, distinct from all of them, being very surupam of the knower. At the same time, it is not distant from anything. The nothing which enjoys its existence outside of this Brahma. That's why it's free from object limitation also. There's no kala parichedaha, there's no desha paricheda, there's no vastu paricheda, there's no swagata bheda, there's no vijatiya bheda, no jatiya bheda. Therefore, bheda rahitam. So, kala desha vastu aparichinnam. Therefore, there's nothing which is bigger than, greater than this reality. That is why it is implied by the term Brahma, Brihattamam Brahma. Is anything which is biggest? Anything bigger than the Brahma? No. Nothing which is as big as Brahma. Therefore, there cannot be anything which is bigger than Brahma. Brahman is the biggest, greatest of everything because Brahman is the very truth of everything. Brihattamattvam. Therefore, it is Brahma. That Brahma, ekam, advitiyam, advayam, is one, secondless, non-dual. That is the truth of every, that alone is there as the innermost essence of every individual being. The same Brahman, reality, implicit term Brahman, is there as the truth of everything in the universe. Therefore, all that is here is only Brahma. All that is here is only Brahma. Somebody asked, listening to all these things, I listen to all these things, I understand. So how does it help me in sorting out my problems in day-to-day life? I said, you have to start from Purusharth Nischaya again, I said. Start from analyzing Purusharthas. The whole study is what? It's a bang again and again and again. What? The samsara is purely notional. The problem is in your notion. It's a notional problem. which means there's an erroneous notion. If the notion is wrong, notion you have but yourself is corrected, you will see samsara is not there. Samsara is only in your notion. And the erroneous notion can be corrected only if the erroneous perception is corrected. And for which you need to know what is clearly what you are essentially, what the Jagat is essentially. What Jagat is essentially. So you have to see this fact of yourself being not really there other than Brahma. The thing is, it's another big fear. I'm not here. Yes, where are you? What is there is only Brahma. It's very frightening for some people. It is very difficult to see that one's own self is not really there. What is there is only Brahma. Anyway, I'm had to do another class. Let's stop now. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.